to talk to my wife. My baby's going to be delivered any minute.
Hey, get out of the way.
Hey, I'm going to be a dad. Congratulations. Woo-hoo!
Good for you, Herb.
Don't even think about it.
Woo-hoo! Hey, sorry. Hey, how are you? I'm going to be a dad. Hey, Mr. Nuts, did you hear the news?
Yeah.
Beautiful day, isn't it? I'm here.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. You missed the delivery.
But it's okay. Making the baby's the fun part.
I don't need to see the directions.
He's got your mom's eyes and my dad's nose. I knew we were smart to save those parts. This copper bottom will do great things for the world. I can feel it.
Honey?
What?
What's that extra piece?
Oh. Oh, no, they always put in an extra... We did want a boy, right? This won't hurt a bit, son.
Get your nose. Get your nose. Get your... What?
Hi, son.
Are those my big boy parts?
They sure are.
They're not shiny.
Well, they're not brand new. They're pre-owned, so...
They're hand-me-downs from your cousin, Jeffrey.
And they're only for a year. Is Big Wells, greatest robot in the world.
I thought you were the greatest robot in the world.
No, besides me. He's the head of Big Weld Industries. He invents things that make everyone's life better.
Could I meet him?
Sure. Maybe someday.
Dad?
Yeah?
What do you do?
Me? Oh, I work in a big, fancy restaurant. I'm a dishwasher.
Now, live from Robot City, it's the Big Wells Show.
Woohoo! Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. Come on, Dad. You're missing it.
All right, Rodney. All right. I'm coming. I had to bring work home with me again. I'm sorry.
Mr. Gunk has really been piling it on.
And now, the host of our show, Big Weld.
Welcome. This week, I thought you might like to take a look around Big Weld Industries. This here is the front gate. Kind of cute, ain't it? Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Mr. Big Weld, sir.
Tim, who closed the front gate?
Well, I just thought since,
Oh, we never shut the gate, Tim. Shutting this gate means shutting out fresh ideas. You see, everyday robots come here from hither and yon, bringing us new ideas. and I listened to every single one of them. So remember, whether a bot is made of new parts, old parts, or spare parts, you can shine no matter what you're made of.
He's talking to me, Dad.
He sure is, son. He sure is.
Okay, folks, let's get to invent. You know, I love to tinker, but all the tinkering in the world isn't useful unless it starts with a good idea. So, look around for a need and start coming up with ideas to fill that need. One idea will lead to another, and before you know it, you've done it. See a need, fill a need.
That's it, Dad. I have to look for a need. Easy now.
Hey there, sport.
Oh, hi.
These are your 12-year-old parts. They're
hand-me-downs. I know, Dad. I don't mind.
They are from your cousin, Veronica.
You know how popular she is.
Hey, soon as you reach the age where your warranty expires, you start falling apart. Pretty soon there's going to be more duct tape than me.
Can I try it now, Dad?
Oh, Ronnie, have you worked all the kinks out of it yet?
Come on, this is going to make your job easy. I invented it for you.
Okay, let's try it.
Great. Okay, this is it.
Wonderbot, go to work.
Sir, he's a brilliant boy, an inventor.
You, clean up this mess. And you, get out, inventor. You're the hand-me-down son of a dishwasher, and that's all you'll ever be.
Somebody scrape this clutter off of me and serve it to the customers.
Round trip, or one way?
One way.
There you are. I told you I'd find him. It's a mother's instinct.
Instinct? He left us a note. I'm leaving. I'll be at the train station.
Never mind. Pick up that suitcase. You're coming home right now.
No, Mom. I have to do this. I'm going to Robot City tonight. I'm going to get a job, and I'm going to help Dad pay back Mr. Gunk.
Talk to him. Robot City? You're just a kid.
I'm never going to be someone here. I want to be an inventor. I want to meet Big Weld. I want to be somebody.
You are somebody. Somebody who's not getting on that train.
Yes, I am.
Talk to him.
One ticket for Robot City.
Where are you going?
Not me. Him.
But...
Rodney, did you know that when I was your age, I wanted to be a musician? I played pretty well, too. But my dad was worried that I wouldn't be able to make a living. So I got refitted to be a dishwasher. Now, I'm not complaining. But I've always said to myself, if I could do it over again, I would follow my dream. You've got greatness in you, Rodney. Never doubt it. You go to Robot City. You go meet Big Weld, and you show him your big ideas. And Rodney, never, never give up.
$50 for what?
A beautiful picture of your first moment in Robot City. There, I've captured your second moment. That's another $50.
Are you keeping track?
Come on, work with me, work with me.
More pout,
less pose.
Mr. Gregg, inside of you is a fashion model just waiting to throw up. Give me those eyes, big eyes, big eyes.
Give me big anime eyes.
Yeah, I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. I don't want any pictures.
You don't?
No.
Well, that's all right. There's no film in the camera.
Would you like to buy a map to the stars, Holmes? Way to go.
Buddy, want to buy a watch?
Don't buy us. We're fakes.
How do I get to Big Weld in? Never mind. Hi, excuse me. How do I get to Big Weld Industries? What? Oh, hey, yeah, thanks.
Crosstown Express to Foundry District was stopped at Big Weld Industries and Battery Park only. These pylon tools, nuts, bolts, and detachable appendages. Riders with high oil pressure are advised to take the local.
Oh!
Thank you, and have a nice day.
Chester. Oh. Say, are you following me?
No.
First time on the Crosstown Express?
Well, actually, I...
Oh, boy. Well, good luck in the big city. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And if you can't make it here... Welcome to the club. Oh, no.
What? What is it?
We're going up that track. We're going to crash.
What?
I was just kidding.
Just put your head between your legs.
Huh?
There goes my cop. I tell you, the things that fall off me, it's embarrassing.
Sorry.
It used to be a lot worse. They had this giant hammer.
Ah!
Oh, they brought it back. Just stick with me, kid. I know this town like the back of my hand. Hey, that's new.
The gate. It's never supposed to be.
Yeah, okay, what do you want?
Hmm? Oh, I'd like to see Mr. Bigwell. I'm an inventor.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Stand back.
Well, then how do they hire new inventors?
They don't! Those days are over. My advice? Come back 2 years ago, then the job is yours.
So remember, whether a bot is made of new parts, old parts, or spare parts, you can shine no matter what you're made of.
My goodness, what a remarkable legacy. Concern for the common robot. You don't come across old-fashioned values like that anymore, friends. And for good reason.
There's no money in it! Hello? Memo to Bigwell, we're not a charity!
That's why old Fat Face no longer sits in the big chair. He's a relic!
So I don't want to hear another...
Where's Big Weld?
We'll see him next month at the Big Weld Ball! He always goes to that.
Now, let's get down to the business of sucking every loose penny out of Mr. and Mrs. Average Knucklehead. What's our big ticket item? Upgrades, people. Upgrades. That's how we make the dough. Now, if we're telling robots that no matter what they're made of, they're fine, how can we expect them to feel crummy enough about themselves to buy our upgrades and make themselves look better? Therefore, I've come up
with a new slogan.
Why be you when you can be new? I gotta tell you, I think it's brilliant, but honestly, I'd like to hear what you employees think about this.
Out of the ballpark, Ratchet!
Just don't look down!
Hey! Oh, ow! Get off! Shoot, go on, get off! Oh! Get off me!
Cappy, you haven't said a word.
It gave me chills.
Thank you.
But? I'm just wondering, why would robots buy new upgrades if parts are so much cheaper?
Oh, right. Well, that's easy, because as of today, we are no longer
making spare parts.
Do you know what I call robots who can't afford upgrades?
Scrap metal. You see them on the streets, misshapen and rust-covered. They turn your insides out. You want to run home and scrub yourself. Now, Cappy, I want your department to push our new slogan. In fact, I'm moving you into the office right next to mine.
We'll be working very... very closely together on this one. Won't that be fun?
Oodles.
Oh, so sorry. Sir, I am a young inventor, and it has been my dream to come to Robot City and to present my ideas to Mr. Bigweld. Who doesn't seem to be here?
Gee, no. But while he's away, he left me in charge.
Oh, well then let me show you what this can do.
I have a better idea. Why don't you let me show you what it can do?
It can do...
How'd it go?
What the heck is going on around here? Some highly polished jerk is sitting in Bigweld's chair.
And you're sitting on the sidewalk.
Magnetized!
Listen, I'll be back. And I'm gonna get to the bottom of this.
When you pick a lost cause, you really commit. Where do they make dreamers like you?
Get lost, freak!
leg's over. Chop, chop.
Look at those hair.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie. How's my boy?
Great. I did just what you told me. No more spare parts. In a couple of weeks, all those broken-down losers out there are going to be nothing but scrap metal. You will be up to your bloomers and broken elbow junk.
Such a good boy. And after you finish off Big Wells, there will be nobody out there to fix them.
Exactly.
You want to swing that one by me again?
Idiot! Those outmodes look up to him. Suppose he decides to come back.
Come on, Mom. He's not going to be any trouble where he is.
What are you afraid of? Grow some bolts.
Or do you want to end up like your father?
Hey, son. Good to see you.
Think what it would mean. Not Bigwell Industries. Ratchet Industries.
Keep talking.
Ratchet City!
Yes, everything... shiny.
No more Big Well. No more Elmo.
Let's do it.
That's my boy.
All the chucks on the coffers.
Are you hungry? Can I get you something? Look thin.
No, Mom. I gotta go. Bye.
Oh, bye, Pop.
So long, son. Good luck with your dastardly plans.
There's a world.
I'm a little tea pot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout.
Just tip me over and pour me out.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi there.
Listen, if I seem to be getting smaller,
it's because... I'm leaving!
Oh. What? Don't clear me now!
Stop! Hey, you got my foot! Happy now?
Not until you give me back my foot, you mugger!
I am not a mugger.
I happen to be...
a scrounger.
I didn't know you were at the end of that foot.
Oh, here. Well, let me help you with that.
No, I'll do it myself. I have my pride, you know. Over here. Oh, no, not that goat.
Hold on. Ow! No. Ah. Ow!
What's the use?
There's nothing left.
Hey, Diesel, I found your voice box. Here's another one.
That's no good. Dip that.
You can never find parts of my size. What is it, boy? Hey,
Fender, have you lost weight?
Lost weight? Look at Rita, look at... He's ahead, in a basket.
We're doomed, I knew it. We're doomed.
Yeah, well, you shut up, you neurotic nut. Why, I'd smack you if I had a hand. Well, speak of the devil, here I come.
Ow! Got it!
Whoa, check this out. Who would throw away such a cute little doodad? Aw, don't be scared.
Hey, that's mine. That's him. That's the guy. I would know that face. I know that face. And I know that foot.
Psst. He's over there, moron.
That's the perpetrator. He knocked my head off. You want another piece of me?
All right, Buster. You think you can mess with my big brother? You're kind of cute.
Piper, would you behave yourself? Now, come on, let's get Fender fixed again.
Here's your thingamabob. By the way, the name's Piper. Rhymes with Viper. see you around.
We've told you 100 times.
Don't talk to a strange man.
Thank you, Manuel.
I talk to you. Who's stranger than that?
I got good news, and I got bad news.
What's the bad news?
I checked the stock book.
As of today, they're no longer making parts for your model.
You have been officially outmoded.
Outmoded? Well, that's fine. What's the good news?
Well, when we had your parts, they were on sale.
Oh, how could this happen to me? I'm practically a kid.
Gee, look. Pull yourself together. All you need is an upgrade.
Whoa. That new upgrade smell.
Just came in, fully loaded. Look, it's got cup holders. Standard.
Does it come in plus sizes?
Sure. Take a look at the new Big Weld Spring Collection.
Ooh. I can't afford that fancy stuff. All I need is one stinking neck joint. No! One! Two! Three!
I'm hurting me! Idiot!
Sorry, pal. It's either upgrade or the chop shop for you.
The chop shop! Ah! I'm fine, I'm fine. No hands.
Ta-da!
I'm back. You miss me?
No one's going to the chop shop.
That's right. What do you think we could get for him? Not that I've been thinking about.
Will you stop? Listen, shiny pants. You get back here and find a part for my brother. We are not junk. We are not scrap. And we will not be treated this way.
I'm sorry. I don't have the parts.
Well, do you have 2 washers, an S-spring, and some fast weld? I can fix you easy.
The force is strong with this one.
When was the last time you got oiled?
Answer that with my kit system right here.
Can it, Fender?
Hold still. This might tickle.
We haven't been properly introduced.
I'm Fender.
We used to be Bumper, but had to change it when we came into the country.
Copperbottom. Rodney Copperbottom.
Riddle me this. Why did I meet you among the garbage?
Well, today I tried to get in to see Bigwell.
Well, if you find him, tell him we really need him to come back. He cared about bots like us.
Well, what I heard is that they've done him in, and they left the rest of us to fall apart.
Well, that ought to do it.
Look at that! And he fixed my neck! Sweeper!
Sweeper?
Make yourself scarce!
What's the big deal?
Well, if you're in out mode, like Fender.
Hey!
They sweep you up and take you to the chop shop.
Where they melt you down and turn you into something else.
You mean...
Yep.
No! Here's one outmode you're not gonna get it!
When in Robot City,
guests of the Rusties, that's us,
stay at Ant Fan's Boarding House, where our motto is,
Beats Rustin' Outside.
Let me just let her know you're here.
Aunt Fanny!
We brought someone.
I'm in the kitchen.
Are you sure your aunt won't mind?
Relax, she's not my aunt. She just takes in bots who are, broke. Bless her little heart.
Well, then why is she called Aunt Fanny?
Couldn't call her Aunt Booty.
Whoa!
Oh, crap. She's a little artsy-fartsy. The artsy's okay, but when she gets fartsy...
Look at me. All right on my shoes. I'm so clumsy. Well, hello there. What's your name?
I'm Rodney Big Bottom. No, I'm Rodney Copperbottom. Copperbottom.
That's a wonderful name. Big Bottom. Well, I guess... What happened to your friend?
He's been rear-ended.
Oh, there you are.
Ain't Fanny?
Oh,
He needs a place to stay.
Well, just make yourself at home.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
My pleasure. See a need, fill a need.
Hey, just like Big Weld.
Oh, Big Weld. That's a lot of robot.
Come on. You can bunk with me.
We'll ignore the gossip.
You missed a spot.
Ah! Hector! Get out of my room!
I'm not in your room.
I am now.
No, I'm not.
I am. Not. Am.
Get
not.
Out of my room!
Oh, man, this is my third oil change today. Something's wrong with me.
Oop. Sorry.
There we are. Home, sweet home. What's mine is yours.
Oh, dear.
I'll get them.
Oh, look at that. Oh, now they're arm wrestling. Could you separate them? Hurry! My backside itches.
I know that sounds bad, but I'm just doing musical arm farts. You know how to do those? They're hard to do because we're made of metal, but that's where the skill comes in. I'm real close. Listen.
Uh-huh.
No, wait.
Wait.
Tell me that doesn't sound like an old man.
You know, I'm a little tired. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, kind of a rough day, huh?
Kinda. My dad's probably sitting by the phone waiting for his brilliant son to call and tell him what a big success my first day was. Ah, no, it's not your problem. If you burden your friends, soon you won't have any.
What are you, a fortune cookie?
That's what friends...
You consider me a friend?
Sure, what else would I consider you?
I don't know. An embarrassment, a way to rebel against your parents, a desperate cry for help, the list is endless.
Let's just stick with friend.
You know, Rodney, even though you had a discouraging day, remember, there's another one coming tomorrow. You know, my last roommate jumped out that window.
Hey, Fender.
Hmm? Yeah, baby! Let it rip!
Hey, guys, come on, what are you, 3 years old? This is how a man does it.
You guys are so gross. Besides, this is how you do it.
Hey, kids, get a load of this.
Danny, we were using our arms.
Oh, excuse me.
Baby, police. See a doctor.
This'll perk everyone up. Some of Aunt Fanny's fresh brewed cream.
Yum. Yum.
Careful, it's hot.
So what are you guys doing today?
We're doing it.
What about you?
Mr. Bigwell's disappeared and you're just sitting here.
I think that's already been established.
Well, I gotta find out what happened to him.
Hey, you want my advice?
Sure.
Forget it. Never try, never fail. Those are the words I live by.
Crank, the idol of millions is gone, and no one seems to care. There should be an angry mob out there. What the...
Wow, that was great, Psychic Crank.
Now,
say, money should be falling from the sky.
Say it.
Tommy, folks, all sold out. Nothing but upgrades from here on in.
Myself just the way I am.
We can't afford upgrades. What's good?
Hey, what are you doing? Don't throw me. Hey, isn't that the guy that fixed Fender's neck?
Yeah, that guy fixes bots.
Yeah, that kid can help you.
Brace yourself. You're about to get very popular.
Only those with insurance?
Oh, I forgot.
Everybody, come on. Parts, man. I need parts.
You don't look that bad.
Hey, everybody. It's
spare parts!
Wait a minute, wait a minute! What's wrong with you robots?
You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
Why do you have two noses?
One's for showing, one's for blowing.
Sorry.
Hey, could you look at my arm?
Nice grip.
Black iron?
I can't get rid of this spare tire.
I am losing my mind.
Back off, back off! He's got his own dreams that won't come true.
See a need, fill a need.
Wait!
Who wants to get fixed?
Coming to hear about your plans. Just give me the bottom line, kid. Don't tell me what you could have done or what you should have done. Tell me what you already did. Tell me what you already did. Think you understand? A break like this is hard to find, kid. Don't tell me what you're gonna do, or what you wanna do.
Thanks, Godly. You're number one.
Say, do you mind giving me a little scratch between the shoulder blades? Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Easy, Tiger.
Oh, hey, take it easy. Hey, what are you trying to do, kill me?
Relax, it's me, your mommy.
How did you get in here?
I came up the air shaft. I know you don't like anybody here to see me.
But what do you want?
Someone's fixing them.
What?
Someone is repairing out modes, and they are laughing at you.
Who?
And are you sure they're not laughing with me?
Yes.
Oh, so what if one crazy fanatic repairs a few outmodes? Who cares?
Think. Use those brains I stole for you. Today it's one. What about tomorrow when everybody gets the idea this is okay? We can fix ourselves. We don't need upgrades. We want big wealth. Then what happens to you?
Okay, okay. Take it easy. We've got to find out who this is and stop him.
Not stop him, crush him, destroy him. And by the way, I brought you a little something for your desk.
Is there anyone else waiting?
Let me look. A few.
A few? What do you expect, Rodney? Big World was gone. Sweepers were on the loose. But then came Copper Bottom. I'm getting all staticky just thinking about it.
I'm not Big Weld. These robots need parts.
Mail call! Mail call! Copper Bottom, this one's from your mom.
Oh, anything for me?
Oh, I got something for you. That's from my sister.
I recognize the handwriting.
Is anything wrong?
I'll say. His father's got one foot in the junkyard, and if they can't find new parts for him, he's only got a few miles left.
Rodney, are you really worried about your dad? Do you want to go home?
Well, if I go home, I still can't help him. We're out of parts. We've got to get to Big Weld. He's the only one that can fix this.
He's trying to tell us something. What is it, boy? What's wrong? Big Weld, he's going...
Of course, the Big Weld Ball. You can't have the Big Weld Ball without Big Weld.
Well, that's it then. I'm going to the Big Weld Ball.
What? That's the fanciest party of the year. You'll never get past the gate.
Can I help you?
I think you may be your kind. This. He's a Count Roderick von Brocken-Zieber,
formerly Count del Croc. Where are the trumpets? We were promised trumpets to announce the Count's arrival.
sorry, Your Grace. Beat me until you're happy. He's happy, and I'm not feeling too bad myself.
You're not on the list.
We're what? Once again.
Oh, thank you.
Fine. We will go.
You will explain to your superiors
why we were not able to attend your little luau, your bandage, whatever it is. But we're living in a huff.
No, please. Go right in. In fact, would the Count like to hit me?
The Count hit you? The arrogance of some people. I will hit you on his behalf.
Oh! Thank you, Your Grace.
Okay, let's split up. If you see Big Weld, come and find me. If anything goes wrong, we'll signal each other.
What kind of signal do you want? You want something kind of subtle, like...
Oh, you mean like... Oh, mama.
Or...
Oh, how about this?
Kaka! Kaka!
Ricola!
Subtle. Let's get to work.
A screwdriver, please. Shake, not stir.
Yes, sir.
You know, Cappy, it's nice that you can see me like this, away from work. See my more casual, fun-loving side. Now, where were we? Huh?
Well, there are never any interesting men at these parties.
Hello, lady. Thunder von Fender at your service.
Hi. I'm Loretta. Gear grinder. Anyone dressed as badly as you are must be an eccentric billionaire.
Ladies and gentlemen, now coming to the stage, the top boss, the big boss, who's your daddy, Mr. Phineas T. Ratchet.
Thank you. We now come to the point of the evening where I have the tremendous honor of introducing our beloved founder, Mr. Bigwell, who unfortunately is unable to attend.
What?
He sends his apologies, his love, and a small box of assorted cookies.
Not coming!
And what are you doing here?
What have you done with Big Weld? How come we don't see him anymore, huh?
Okay. Security, we have a party crasher.
Yeah, that's right. And I had to put all this junk on in order to get in here. So that I could tell Big Weld that you are outmoding millions of bots. And I know, because I spend all day fixing them.
You... My darling, that is the cry of the deep doo-doo bird. I must fly.
Take him for a drive and bring me back his exact weight in paper clips.
No!
No?
I'll escort him out.
You don't want to look bad in front of your people, do you?
Good point.
And when I get back, I'll show you my casual, fun-loving side.
You.
Get moving!
What? What are you doing?
Saving your life.
Come on! Let him go! Let him go! Let him go!
Get out of here, you idiot!
Get him! Fender, let's go!
You know him?
Fender!
Wait for me!
Wonderbot!
Get out of my way!
Hey, Tim! I'd like to see Mr. Bigwell!
Oh, doing it!
Oh, that was amazing! So where do we go now?
I'm taking you to the train station.
What? No way!
You don't know what you're dealing with here. Ratchet is going to use your head for a hood ornament.
Look, I'm not leaving until I find Bigwell.
Oh, that's not...
Can't you take me to him?
I must be out of my mind.
Au reservoir, my darling.
Thanks for walking me home.
Thanks for carrying me up that hill.
Until tomorrow?
I shall count the seconds. So far, I'm up to 4.
You crazy nut boy.
Crazy about you.
Oh. Da da ba da ba 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 da ba 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 da ba boom ba la 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 la. I'm singing in the oil. I'm singing in the oil. After all that work and toil, I'm just sipping in the oil. I know where I've been sent. I'm covered in lubricant. My life has turned around. From now on, I'm a winner!
Stop, you better take him alive! You can't do this!
Okay, we tried. Let's get out of here.
No. Something's up. Look at all these newspapers and this mail.
Oh, come on. They probably stopped delivering these years ago.
Paper! Late edition.
You say something?
Nice one of you. Come on, we gotta get you out of here. Big, creaky door. Perfect.
Are Bigwell's original invention designs. That's his own writing.
This is strange. How come it just stops in the middle?
Look at this. Remember? He used to have these on his show.
Randy, I don't know how to tell you this, but...
Why are they so dusty?
Wait, don't...
Much more elaborate than the ones on his show.
Beach.
Are you all right?
Well, considering I'm an old fat guy who just crashed to the floor, I'm fantastic. Now, who the heck are you?
I'm Rodney.
Oh, I thought you were the Domino's delivery boy. Come on, let's set him up again, only bigger.
Sir, is this what you've been working on? This is why no one sees you?
Young man, nobody likes a chatterbox.
But there's a terrible crisis, Mr. Bigwell. We need to talk.
Son, I've got to tell you, you're making a lousy first impression.
Please, sir, he is your biggest fan. In fact, he's an inventor, just like you.
Well.
Show him that thing you made.
Ooh, a device, a doohickey, a thingamajig.
Now, don't be scared. Show Mr. Bigwell what you can do. Go on. It's okay.
Is that what it's supposed to do?
It gets nervous under pressure, but...
Son, let me give you a good piece of advice.
Yes?
Give up.
What? You're telling me to quit?
I said give up, but quit works just as good.
Is that what you did? Is that why you're sitting here letting Ratchet turn robots like my father into outmodes?
Kid, sometimes you just gotta know when you're licked.
But you're Bigweld. You can fix anything.
I used to think so. To me, having the company was all about making life better. With Ratchet, it was making money that came first. I became old-fashioned. An outmode. Go home, kid. If he beat me, he's gonna beat you.
But...
The world you're looking for no longer exists. You missed it. Find some other foolish dream. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm very, very... very... busy.
Yeah, I can see that. All I ever wanted was to grow up to be like him. Things I've wanted all my life. And...
Oh, well, that's pretty.
Okay, Mother, this way.
Oh, let me look, please. I can't bear it.
No peeking now. It's a surprise.
We are a wicked boy.
For me? Got a full tank of gas. If you're ready to mow, she's ready to go.
Has any mother ever had a better son?
Oh, by the way, I found out who's been fixing those outmodes. So starting tomorrow, these babies are going to chop him up along with all his broken down buddies and every other walking pile of junk I'm sick of looking at.
Huh?
This is so wrong. This is so wrong.
Rivet Town, please. One way.
Hi, Mom. Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you? Dad?
He's right here. I'll put him on.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, Dad. How are you feeling?
Oh, fine, fine. I've just been a little under the weather. No. We're just having a little trouble finding your old man a replacement part, that's all. But hey, let's talk about you.
What kind of work are you doing? What's Bigweld like? Did you meet him?
Yeah, I met him. But...
What's wrong, son?
It's not how we thought it was, Dad. It's not... I can't...
I see.
I'm really sorry I let you down.
No. You could never let me down, Rodney.
Listen,
I know it isn't easy, Rodney, but a dream that you don't fight for can haunt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, Dad.
It's up to you, son.
Your father loves you very much.
I know.
With our friends and family plan, you can talk to him 500 minutes a month, free nights and weekends.
Yeah!
Your suitcase.
Thanks, Aunt Fanny, but I'm...
You know, the others wanted to come and see you off, too.
Well, why didn't they?
Oh, they did!
Next time, let's put a cab.
Who the heck is she?
I used to have a figure like that.
Hurry, come on. One ticket to anywhere.
Fender?
I have a sister. An ugly sister.
Hey, guess what? It's the sweepers. They're rounding up outmodes and taking them. What them? Ah! The Madame Gasket's just up. And guess who's really behind it all?
Ratchet.
You don't want to guess? Come on! I ran all this way in cha-cha heels. Come on, take a stand.
Ratchet!
Ratchet! Listen to me! We won't last a week.
Okay, settle down. I got a plan. Let's all get on that train!
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Hey, wait a minute! You're all giving up?
You started it.
Well, I'm ending it. My mistake was hoping that Big Weld would fight our battles. Well, he won't. It's up to us. If we don't do something about Ratchet, no one will. Come on, let's fight back!
Fighting never solved anything.
Quitting isn't so productive either. I gotta tell you.
It's the big boy.
Oh, he's still my pump.
Kid, if you're gonna fight, I'm going in with you.
You are?
Hey, who's the dame with the sweet keister?
But why?
I don't know. I'm a big guy and I like women with a large...
No. Why are you gonna help us?
Oh, because I want to grow up to be like you.
Then let's do it.
Come on, gang. Let's give that Ratchet an old school fix it.
Oh, what a man.
Someone get a crane.
Mother, I'm an adult, okay? So stop telling me how to kill Big Well. I'm doing it today, how I want, where I want, and with whatever I want.
Okay, boardroom, 10 minutes. I want you both there.
Mr. Bigweld, should we come too?
No. You stay here and watch Daddy's limo.
Yes, sir.
Right now, I'm going inside, kick some booty. Hey, you know, your boyfriend here is a genius.
What?
No, he's not my... He is?
I am.
Thanks for still believing in me. Ah, it's good to be home. Toodly oodly.
Why use the Brazilian wax? That makes me feel like every day's a fiesta.
Tell Mr. Ratchet his 10 o'clock is here.
Roll over. Yes, sir.
Mr. Bigwell, sir!
Mr. Bigwell!
No! Tell him I'm not here! Tell him anything! Just don't let him in!
Ratchet! I'll come right to the point!
What happened? Run out of dominoes? I'll send you some more!
You're fired!
Fired? On what grounds? This company's never been more profitable!
Rapid smart! No. Now get out!
No, wait! Please, listen to me! You can't do this to me! This job is my life! It means everything to me! You don't know what I've done to get here! The lies I've told! The lives I've ruined! This isn't helping me.
Get me security!
Wait, please! Can I just make one more heartfelt plea?
Okay, what did you want to say?
No! Oh, my gosh, I'm as crazy as my mother.
Oh.
Take that fish to the chop shop
and put my name on his parking space.
Let go of him!
Sure. Listen, kid, it's over. You lost. Big Weld is going to be melted down into next season's upgrades, along with you, your moronic coffee pot, and Cappy. Such a waste.
Thank you.
prettiest girl at the Harvest Moon Ball.
I'll take that as a no.
I've heard people say that too much of anything.
You stay here.
No way.
Let's be honest. We're headed for a huge butt whoop. Whatever happens to us, make something of yourself.
You're the only thing I've got to leave behind.
He's right, Piper. They're headed for a huge butt whooping.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Okay, got it!
Rodney, what's going on? Where are we?
It's okay, you're all right.
Okay, boy. We got them right where they want us.
Boost me up!
Oh!
Watch your hands down there.
Huh? Rodney! We're here to save you!
How do you think it's going so far?
The truck!
Hold on, guys! I gotta get to the other side!
Game over.
The game is not over. This is our moment to shine. This is where you show what you're really made of.
In my case, it's a rare metal. It's called a palladium. It's yellow, tastes like chicken. I didn't know I could do that.
Rodney's right. I am tired of just complaining and never doing anything. I want to try. Don't forget it. I'm sorry. I want to try.
Then you're first.
First for what?
They want us to upgrade? Then let's upgrade.
Gas, get you're a sick, twisted, evil robot.
I try.
Mm-hmm.
company. So, you're the little glob of tin who's been making all the trouble. Who are these losers?
We, sir.
I'm a woman. Ouch.
We've come to rescue our friend, you evil bagabolt, and you will be defeated by the very outmost that you scorn and detest.
Yeah, because there's seven of us and only one of you.
Whoa, whoa. There's seven of us and eight, nine...
Did you count that one?
I think so. Will you all stop moving around? So frustrating! I think I counted one of you twice.
While you're at it, count these. As soon as we're done with you, these hit the streets.
This is the last day any out mode will ever see.
Did I miss the butt whooping?
No.
Matter of fact, a little bit early.
Let's get started.
Testify, sister.
What I'm thinking?
I sure am.
Get off me! Let's go! Do as I say! Get off!
sun. You can shine no matter what
Stop! Come on, Rodney. Let's open the gates of Big Weld Industries forever.
Wait a minute. There's one thing I need to do first.
Doing?
It's Rodney, honey.
Rodney? Is he all right?
Come outside. Hurry.
Top or bottom?
Where are you going?
What about the dishes? Hey, get back here. You'll never wash in this town again.
What is all this? The whole town is out here. Rodney?
Dad! There's someone here I want you to meet.
Is that?
That's Big Weld, Dad. The greatest robot in the world. Besides you.
I understand you need a few parts.
Well, I'm not one to complain, but...
Well, then don't. I've brought enough parts to make two of you. Ladies and gentle bots. I came all this way. Would you cut that out? It's very distracting.
Sorry.
Where was I? Mr. and Mrs. Copperbottom, I came all this way to tell you in person that your son Rodney, the man who got me off my big titanium tuchus, is now my right-hand bot and my eventual successor.
Dad, I know you kind of felt bad when I was growing up that you couldn't give me a lot of stuff. But you gave me the most important thing. You believed in me.
From the second you were born.
Well, Dad, now I want your dream to come true. Dad, you always wanted to be a musician. Now be one. For everyone to hear.
I'm sure I've got a heart, because it's aching.
You'll have to forgive me. I'm a little rusty.
Well, there goes our happy ending.
No, it's a fusion of jazz and funk. It's called junk.
Sorry! I was on the list! Don't you know who I am? Wait, what?
Thank you.